알겠습니다. So we will have now our question and answer session, and I really pray to Srila Prabhupada that I will give you the best or that I will give you very satisfying answers to your inquiries. Let us please pray together that our endeavor will be graced with the mercy of our Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nithi Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Vishesa Sunyavadi Paskachari Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Ivasadi Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sorry, what should I do when it's no problem if I break one of the stars? It's not inauspicious? No? Good. I need someone who can translate nicely. Bhakti Garanta is already there. Maybe you? Or maybe who's good? Radha Kripa. Okay, would you like to come here, Radha Kripa? Are you fit?
No, yes.
Now you are. Good. Whenever there is a Serbian question, I will give it to you. Dear Maharaj, as we know, there is a lot of bad experiences from the past regarding a relationship between younger and older devotees. Now, when some of us are in a situation to be so-called older devotees, we are trying to act differently than older devotees from past times, which means we want to be more humble and we want to be like a friend and a servant, as if we are completely equal. But sometimes we feel that these so-called younger devotees do not understand that, and that they are really sometimes very heavy, smashing like anything, not showing even basic human respect, what to speak about something else, how to deal with this situation. Thank you. Very nice question. You must know one thing. If you want to teach something to someone, there must be always an aspect of respect. Otherwise, you cannot learn from this person. I remember Srila Prabhupada had a heart problem, and he went to a heart doctor. This heart doctor was an alcoholic. He drank alcohol. But Srila Prabhupada, understanding that he would come to him not in the role of a guru or teacher, but in the role of a learner, a patient, would look over this. He said to the doctor, please tell me what I should do with my heart condition. And the doctor gave him an advice. The advice was to go every morning on a morning walk. And then Prabhupada very, very obediently followed this instruction of his doctor up till his last days. Because if you want to get help, you must respect the person. Without respect, it does not work. I personally feel that the young devotees must be introduced to a culture of respect. Our culture, the Vedic culture, is a culture of learning, and therefore it is also a culture of respect. If we have done something wrong in the past, we should learn the teach the devotees to respect us in a good way. We should not be like tyrants to them, but respect must be there. Now, how can we instill respect in younger devotees? Srila Prabhupada would always say, you must command respect, not demand respect. If you are a leader, you must be exemplary so that people automatically respect you. But if you tell them, respect me, that moment you will never get proper respect. So, in my answer, I wanted to stress two things. We must definitely maintain the culture of respect, because only in this way learning will be possible and teaching will be possible. And this respect we will gain by exemplary actions and by genuinely caring for other people. The moment a person sees you care for them, even if you sometimes say something which is maybe the person has to swallow, if they know you do it out of care, they accept it with respect. Krishna, thank you very much. Here's the next question. Can you discover us what is the best way for disciple to conquer your heart? The English word would be, can you disclose to us what is the best way for a disciple to conquer your heart? I want to answer this question in a general way and then in a specific way. The spiritual master becomes conquered by the mood of selfless devotional service. That is what conquers the heart of the spiritual master. In my own personal example, I can say that when I personally see a devotee endeavoring so hard for Krishna consciousness, it just melts my heart. I also see here in this country, Serbia, that the circumstances are so simple in comparison to other countries. And our devotees, today I talked with two devotees who don't even have 200 euros to make a journey, and I'm thinking, should I give them the 200 euros? They are such nice devotees. But of course, I don't come here to give donations to everyone. But I'm just thinking, yes, when devotees are rendering selfless service, it conquers the heart of Krishna. The way it is described is, when a devotee does selfless service, his heart becomes like honey, becomes soft by the selfless service. And then Madhusudan, the honeybee, Krishna, comes to drink that honey from his heart. So in the same way, The spiritual master is attracted by selfless devotional service. What makes you sad about your disciples? Oops, these are all very personal questions. It makes me very sad to see when my disciples don't take the opportunity which is given to them. They are just so close before coming to the nectar of Krishna consciousness, and very often they just don't take the opportunity because of weaknesses, because of personal foolishness, and because most of the time because they look somewhere else for the nectar of Krishna consciousness. And then they were very close to this. It's so close, you want to say just you know, half a second more in this direction, you will get the treasure of Krishna consciousness. But they start to look somewhere else, and then you go like, oh, Krishna. But I must say, this whole thing holds true to all disciples. My disciples are not specially elevated souls or specially fallen souls. They are like all devotees, sincerely trying in Krishna consciousness. I'm very proud of them. Please, can you tell us which is your favorite song about Srimati Radharani? Thank you. My favorite song about Srimati Radharani is written by Gorkhishor Das Babaji. It is said he once came into the mood of Raghunath Das Goswami and he sung the following song from his heart. I think you will like the song very much as you hear it. It is said, O Prema Mayi Radhe, Srimati Radharani, who are full of Prema, where are you now? Are you at Kusum Sarova, waiting for Krishna? Are you maybe near the Vansiva tree? Are you maybe in the area of the Rasa dance? This whole day I'm running around in Vrindavan trying to find you. And then the song says, I'm running through the different alleys and streets. And when I'm sleeping, I'm chanting Radha Govinda. And then I see Radha Govinda. This is how the song goes. It's a very beautiful song. Kota go prema mai Radhe Radhe Jaisi Radhe. I think you can understand. It's so beautiful that I don't dare to sing the whole song in the public. Can you explain to us next thing? Some devotees are very pious from the past life, so in this life they have much more taste for sadhana, for Krishna. But I did not qualify. But I did so quality of compassion. Yeah, I don't have the quality of compassion, and I don't have interest to help those who are not so fortunate. So in one sense, these devotees are very advanced, but in another sense, I cannot see that quality, which is for me sign of real advancement, because they are mostly interested in themselves. How to understand this? Yeah. I think the way the question goes, is that these devotees are very interested in sadhana and Krishna, but they have no compassion for others. So, it is actually said, if someone is really tasting the nectar of Krishna consciousness, then this nectar of Krishna consciousness will make him eager to share it with others. This is the greatness of Srila Prabhupada. He was so eager to share Krishna consciousness with others that he, one time in Mexico, he preached so much he didn't have time to eat the whole day. In the evening, he was very hungry. And he said, when one is very hungry, one should eat puris with a little sugar. Bring me a bowl of sugar and make me some puris. And Prabhupada put the puris in the bowl of sugar and ate the puris. He ate some a quantity of puris. And then he said, smiling, this is life. Preach, 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 preach. And then eat a little puris with sugar. Prabhupada seemed to take nourishment from preaching. And if you ever come into this preaching, if you are really like an advanced devotee, you will like to preach. You will want to help others. You will see these are brothers and sisters on the path to Krishna. The genuine preacher is so much mad after Krishna that he thinks this is so good, he wants to give it to others. Like Atma Bhuji has a very wonderful health preparation, and he's very eager to share it with me. He said, you are not always so healthy, take this. You know, he was fully convinced, and with one word he has convinced me also. So yes, if you have something good and you are a good person, you want to share it with others. So these devotees, let them do more sadhana and they will also become preachers. Wow, this beautiful magic. Can you explain us one more story from Krishna's pastime that you didn't tell us before? Hare Krishna. So many. Which I have not told before. Which I have not told before. Yes. Aha! See what happened on Jamashtami in the German farm is something so, not German farm, in Goloka Dham, is something so special that I really do not want to tell it. But I can give, the reason why I do not want to tell it is because I strongly believe that our devotees must find out, they must begin to search for Krishna. And if I tell everything, they stop searching. They become like lazy customers. Give us some more items, some more. But I can tell you one thing. You should all order a picture of Radha Madan Mohan before Jamashtami and at Jamashtami. And you should compare the two pictures. Especially my tip is, you should look at Srimati Radharani. And I can guarantee you, if you look for about those who are malagrubi, they will need 1 hour. Those who are a little bit more spiritually minded, they will look for 30 minutes. And the great devotees will just need 1 second and will faint from ecstasy. Look, please do it. I know no one, only one devotee will do it here, whom I have told, and most probably the devotee will do it. But please find out, something has happened on the altar which is so beautiful that you must find it out yourself. I believe that now a new area of Krishna consciousness in Europe will happen. It's really a wonder. And you can find out by comparing the two pictures. You have to really look. You have to pray. And I would recommend you should pray, "My dear Lord, my dear Radha and Krishna, I'm so blind, but please tell us about the secret which we have heard." And then you will get an inspiration. Try it. But you must have 2 pictures. One before and 1 after. Hare Krishna. There is a beautiful leela about Radha Madan Mohan, our beloved deities in Germany. But I have so many questions, I will tell you. "Dear Sachinanda Maharaj, how can we serve and fully love devotees and other living beings and in the same time do not be hurt or misused? How can we develop love that is not sentimental but deep and spiritual towards others?" This is a very good question. Usually when we are approaching devotees and we don't feel that they are very advanced, we have the fear that they may misuse our good intentions and may create problems for us. So, some devotees, where you have this fear, you should serve them from the distance, almost like you serve a tiger. When there is a tiger, you don't come too close, but you put maybe some maize corn next to him, and then you go. There are some unfortunate conditioned souls who are very difficult to serve. Once there was a sadhu who saw a scorpion on a piece of wood drifting in the lake. The sadhu was trying to help the scorpion, but whenever he came close to the scorpion took his tail and attempted to sting him. So one man was coming by and said, "Why do you still try to help the scorpion? He's trying to bite you." And the sadhu said, "Just because scorpions don't do bite, should I give up my duty in life?" The scorpion was on this wood in the lake and he was in the process of drowning. And so many times we can see, if you want to help someone, they just bite in your hand. It's just every time the same. But you should still try to help, but you must sometimes maybe help from the distance, because you know we are not all sadhus. I think the sadhu could take also a piece of wood, you know, and try to help the scorpion so that he wouldn't drown. Take some distance, in other words, and like Admabhu Prabhu said, it was a very wise sentence. Admabhu said, when we asked this morning, "How do you help? How to increase the spiritual circle?" And he said, "To give all kinds of devotees prasadam." kako možemo da učimo na grčke? Ko će se iz generalne u generalčiću? I'm sorry, I'm not so good in this language. We have our... Yes, yes, she is just looking at it and translating it. Yes, another one in Serbian will come in a moment. One younger devotee asked me a deep question. On the beginning of spiritual life, he's getting a lot of mercy of the Lord. And pride is getting in his heart, and subtly he thinks that he is better than others. And then he doesn't have a proper attitude towards them, and on that way he is hurting them. What should we say to that devotee? Hare Krishna. This is unfortunately something which can happen. We are very humble. We have seen, we have done so many mistakes. And now we are ready to learn our lessons. But after some time, something happens and we become proud. And we think, I did it. I was so wonderful. It happens often on Sankirtan. We meet 1,800 people who say, no, 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 I'm not interested. Cello, cello. And then we distribute one book. And when we distribute one book, wow! I'm a very powerful book distributor. I am personally empowered by Lord Nityananda. What to say? I would give a very practical answer to the young devotee. I would tell him, yes, in the beginning this may happen, but after you have done this 50 times, you know, where you felt just very humble, and then afterwards when something nice happened you thought, I'm the doer, the wonderful, I did it so well. Then after the 50th time you just feel so foolish when you think, and you begin to remain humble always, even if something nice happens. You know, also maybe you should practice to act in a humble way. When someone praises you and says, you did so well, you could say, it happened by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Or you could say, by the mercy of my spiritual master, I was able to do something. In other words, if you want to remain a humble soul, a humble devotee, then you should, practice in your language some humility. Next time someone says something where they praises you, you can say, "Oh, it happened not by me. It happened by the mercy." I have this, for instance, I very much want to sing nice kirtans where everyone can become inspired. But I have a problem. I don't know how high the tune should be. I'm not like Nanda Dulal. I'm extremely unmusical, actually, by nature. And I don't know where should the tune be. I often ask, is this the right tune? I mean, is it high enough or low enough? And millions of tunes you can sing. So sometimes devotees come to me and say, oh, Sachinanda Maharaj, you led a nice kirtan. And I just say, Prabhuji, it's only mercy. I don't even know the right tune. I'm so entirely unmusical. If I would tell you, you would faint. This happens because I've blown so many nice kirtans. The devotees handed me a microphone and then I sang too low. Everyone went to sleep. Or too high. And then all the Matajis got lost and frustrated because they need a little lower. Men can sing a little higher. It has to be just right so that everyone can follow. And I know, I just know it. I can't do it myself. Because Krishna needs to inspire us in the heart. So I think it takes some experience, but it helps on the way to your experience if you use in your vocabulary language where you say, not I did it, it was by the mercy I was allowed to do it. It helps you. After some time, you feel like that. So now we will hear our talented translator. Can we actually give her a microphone? Yeah. Please first say it in English and then in Serbian. It is said in the 11th canto that we must learn actually from the mistakes of the past. I can tell you something what you can do on an individual level, and then I will try to give an answer what to do on the level of the society. As an individual, it's good if every 14 days, that's 2 weeks, every Ekadasi, you just review your life and look back to the 2 weeks which lie behind you. And you can see what went well and what went not so well. And then you could take the lessons from this and incorporate them in your life. For instance, you might think the last 2 weeks I was a little dark in my mind. I was not very Krishna conscious. And you can see my heart was a little stone-like and so on. And then you can make a plan. If this should not happen the coming 2 weeks, I must really institute in my life something where I can think of Krishna and take shelter of Krishna. Do you follow this idea? So, the things of the past, I think it's in a movement which went wrong, I think it's good to analyze them. For instance, in child raising, we often didn't think the children are children. We thought they are all svetisavats. That is true. Here is a little Sveti Savats, but he is also a child, like anything. So, mother must learn to think of him as a nice devotee of the Lord, but she must also take care of him as a child. He is, for instance, painting like anything. He's at the lotus feet of Shyama Priya, learning the art. So, he's totally absorbed. Jai Radha Madhava. I just like it so much. I can sing it again and again and again. Also during the day, I sing it many times. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Prabhupada once said, in this song, the whole spiritual world is there. And I'm still trying to discover how it is there. Once Srila Prabhupada gave us a very nice example that spiritual reality is there in seed-like form, and it just has to come out and manifest itself. So, in one thing, like as one song, you can find the whole spiritual reality. It's just a question of entering deep and deeper into it. So I'm a Radha Madhava fan. Another question. Why Lord Balaram never got married? Oh, he got married twice. There's a very interesting story how he got married. There was once a king called Kukutmi. Kukutmi had an extremely qualified daughter called Revati. And as a good father, he wanted to make sure that his daughter would actually marry the most qualified of men. So Kukutmi knew that he had not an idea who was very qualified, so he went to Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, and said, I have Revati. He went to Lord Brahma and said, can I have an interview with Brahma? So the secretary went in where Brahma was and came out and said, Lord Brahma is just finishing to see a dance performance. When he is finished seeing the dance, he can receive you. Just wait 1 second. So Kukutmi waited with Revati. Then Brahma received them. He had finished his cultural evening. And Kukutmi said, I have just one very practical question. My daughter is in marriageable age. And she really needs to marry someone good. It's really like this. When you have a fatherly mood, then you become personally very worried when the daughter is not properly married and has desires to marry in the heart, and you become full of anxiety, as big as the anxiety of the girl. She must be married. So, yes, Kukutmi was in the situation, I must marry Revati. What do you think, Brahma? Would this king's son be good, this prince, or maybe that son? Has he a good character? I don't know. So Brahma laughed. Ho, 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 ho. When you return back to planet Earth, everyone you knew will no longer be there. You will not even see the traces of their culture by archaeology, because a little second here is millions of years there. Medyutam. When you return, the most qualified of all personalities, Lord Balaram, will be on planet Earth. Go to him and offer your daughter marriage. So Kukutmi said, thank you very much for your tip. And he came down, landed at a place and found out Krishna Balaram had just made the appearance, and he married his daughter Revati to Balaram. There's another wife which Lord Balaram has. Varuni. So yeah. Krishna. Can you tell us, Maharaj, what kind of activities are best for developing spiritual intelligence? And what kind of activities are best for developing material intelligence? Hare Krishna. What kind of activities are best for developing spiritual intelligence? Reading in the scriptures and then discussing what you have read with devotees from different angles and viewpoints. You will become very intelligent if you take the points from the scriptures and then discuss with other devotees. How do you see this? How do you understand this? But here it says this. You need to discuss it from different viewpoints and angles. For developing material intelligence, there are two ways. One is hearing from authorized sources, even material authorized sources, and the other is by committing mistakes again and again, and then understanding, oh, I need to do it differently. Yes? I hope it's good if I be a little brief, because we have so many. Better we hear, says Prabhupada. Please, can you tell us which is your favorite story about Srimati Radharani? Oh, there are so many, but I very much like those stories where Srimati Radharani shows mercy to the devotees, because I definitely need the mercy of Srimati Radharani. I must tell you very frankly, I like also the stories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also of Krishna most well, where the mercy is shown. I heard once from the from our neighbors, I have, when I'm in Vrindavan, I have different neighbors, so one family always tells me stories, and they said once Srimati Radharani was walking around Radhakund, and all of a sudden she felt that her foot had touched something. But because Srimati Radharani is just so extremely graceful and so extremely tender, she just asked Lalita, is this a Sakhi who wishes to get my mercy? And in this way she had thrown herself before my lotus feet. You know, Srimati Radharani was playing with a lotus at that time, like this, an ever fresh lotus flower. Is this a Sakhi? Lalita looked, took the zari a little up and said, it's a dead jackal. Oh, said Radharani, because I said, is this a Sakhi? It is a Sakhi. And she touched the dead jackal with her lotus flower, and immediately it transformed into a beautiful young girl. I always like this story very much, because see, when I was at Suryakund, we chanted till around 15 minutes to 8. In India you become very regulated, and then it was 7:30, the jackal started to howl. And you go like, I hope they don't come here. I hope they are not hungry. I'm anyways very skinny. There's no pleasure in eating me. Tika, tika, tika. And then you know it's time to go. The jackals are out. Have you ever seen jackals in India? They're big, about this big, and they somehow they're not so clean, these jackals, and so you never want to be with 50 jackals around you. This is not very encouraging. They are really not seen as something very wonderful. But still, Radharani's mercy is so big that she can even save a dead jackal. So I think, I'm also a little bit like a dead jackal. I cannot sing properly. I'm very desperate, so many bad qualities. But if this one dead jackal was saved by Radharani, maybe she will save me also. This I like very much, this mercy aspect, a causeless mercy. Please, can you disclose us something which is not so intimate, some realizations from your Kartik Vrata from Surya Kund? Yes, when I was in Surya Kund, I had one practice. I would go every afternoon on this island where there were these beautiful old trees and where there were these parrots, many parrots and peacocks. And I stayed in the midst of them and just chanted. And because they saw me every day, they thought, oh, he's okay. And they were just very, very nicely around me, choop choop, making their peacock noises and their parrot noises. And I felt really like part of the scene there. So in this time, when I had chanted some rounds, then I would also read in a book which is called Vrindavan Mahimamrita. It's Prabodhananda Sarasvati's glorification of Vrindavan, where he describes that everyone in Vrindavan is entirely fearless. He says that there are many lakes and that the trees are made of jewels and diamonds. And he just describes that Vrindavan which is not visible for the material senses, but which you can see when you are in Krishna consciousness. So as I was sitting there, the parrots around me, the peacocks around me, everything was just perfect. I would read in Vrindavan Mahimamrita. For a moment I felt that I'm actually have attained the goal of my human life. I'm now in Vrindavan, where Radha and Krishna walk around, where they have their many pastimes. And I really felt that when you are in Vrindavan and you are in Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan, then you are in the spiritual world. And this was the sweetest realization. I was sometimes overwhelmed that I couldn't continue to speak any longer, and even because I was just sitting there and feeling that by the mercy of Prabodhananda Sarasvati, who wrote Vrindavan Mahimamrita, the curtain of Maya had just disappeared from the eyes, and we saw these and we heard these wonderful this description. And at that time, sometimes something mystical happened. Then all of a sudden I saw a young Brijbasi girl coming to wash the clothes at the ghat, and they would sing so beautiful about Radha Krishna, and they wouldn't see me because I would be in the shadow. And I really felt, oh, Hare Krishna, the next thing will be that Radha and Krishna come down the path, and then I will faint. So this is very... This realization is there for everyone in Vrindavan who takes some peaceful time to chant and read. And this was my realization, that actually we are very close to Radha and Krishna if we can have a good Krishna consciousness by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Is it alright for you or is it getting boring? Alright, thank you. Is there in a Vaishnava seva and in the cooperation with devotees something like a holiday in and free day in case of illness? Actual Krishna consciousness is described as every day to be like a holiday. When you're not in Krishna consciousness, you might sometimes feel some stress, huh? But, every day should be like a holiday, something wonderful. This is how a devotee feels in Krishna consciousness once he has surrendered to his mind to Krishna and is no longer making his own plans. As far as being ill, I think it's very, very important during illness to take some time off and to have a little private time. Usually illness comes in Vaishnava life due to stress, and the cure for stress is to have an anti-stress day. Yes, Hare Krishna. Krishna kaže, u može biti prijatelji uslovljenje duše, a takođe. Oh, that's very difficult. I njegen, ja, neg veći neprijatelje. You understand? Yes, now, Sevsky. Thank you. But wait, it goes further. Punikat umom umu se jave jeoma negativ nimisli udrugim baktana i javimi se istra od ni. Thank you. Kako se rešiti tavi utichakcha. No, Uti Chacha. So Radha Kripa will translate this. Was it almost correct, isn't it? Can you tell us which qualities one should possess to be a Brahmana? I'm a little bit confused because some of the second initiated devotees superficially emphasize their Brahman initiation. They perform the service which are considered as brahminical according to the Shastras, but they are not showing qualities considered as brahminical like humbleness, compassion, respect to all living entities, especially devotees. Thank you very much. In Shastras it is said that the Brahmana performs 6 activities. He should learn, and he should teach. Learn the Shastras, teach the Shastras. He should perform yajñas, and he should teach others to perform yajñas. He should receive charity. And he should give charity. This is very important. These are the 6 activities of a Brahmana. Learn in Shastra, teach Shastra, perform Yajna, teach Yajna, receive charity, and give charity. And this is Brahminical life. Now, you have seen some Brahmanas who have not shown brahminical qualities like humbleness and compassion. I do not know. If you saw correctly, then these brahmanas were not proper brahmanas. And if you saw incorrectly, then you were incorrect. Hare Krishna, I do not know what you saw and so on. Do you also feel the pain when your disciples suffer, or because you are a guru and transcendental person? Does that not touch you on the emotional platform? There's a very good question, which is very interesting to all types of preachers. When a preacher loses himself too much into the sufferings of people, he cannot help any longer, because he loses his perspective. In the same way, the guru should not become too emotionally entangled in the life of his disciples, because then he might not be able to help them any longer. Obviously, those who are dear to you, when they suffer, it makes you also feel bad. But you should always, as a guru, keep that transcendental perspective, so that you can help them. Because if you don't have this transcendental perspective, then there is a problem in the lives of the disciples. Many disciples, especially Mataji disciples, who have become interested in the charisma of their spiritual master, wish that the spiritual master is like their mush and like their friend in all situations. But he will not like to come to this platform. He will always keep a little his transcendental perspective, and it is important, and they should understand the need of the guru to have this. At the same time, it is obviously very, very true that yes, the guru will certainly go with his disciple through life. Hare Krishna. So both needs to be there. The guru needs to accompany his disciple through his or her stormy life. And he needs to be really there. And at the same time, he must be careful to keep his position intact. Both is very important. How to balance the two is sometimes a little art. Here comes the question. I think many times when we are thinking difficult things about devotees, it's really our own projections. Devotees are normal, uncomplicated people, normally. Of course we have a few intensive care cases. But we often think projections, that is, what we think in our mind, we project on the devotees. And my recommendation is, when you have some difficult feeling with a devotee, towards a devotee, talk with him neutrally, and you will most probably find out it's not so bad as you thought. I want to give you an example. Once there was a man who was working in his house, and all of a sudden he found out, I need a hammer. I don't have a hammer. Maybe I should go to my neighbor and ask him for a hammer. But as he was thinking like this, he thought, the neighbor will never give me his hammer. He was working more and more, And after some time, thought, but I must get this hammer. So he went to the neighbor. On his way, he thought, you will never give me the hammer. So the neighbor looked out of the window and said, my neighbor is coming to me. This is the best day in my life. Since 20 years, he has not come to me. I'm prepared to give him everything today. Even my whole house he can have, if he just asks for it. So he opened the door and wanted to embrace his neighbor. But the neighbor who came to get the hammer said, he was by now so much in the projection, he said, then keep your foolish hammer for yourself. I don't want your hammer. And he went back, and the neighbor thought, what has happened? Maybe I got up too early. I need an extra rest now. He was so confused. He didn't know what had happened. So many times we project on our devotee neighbors in some ways which is totally unjust. I would recommend you the little exercise that when you are with devotees, try to find out why they are the way they are. And you will often find out that they have a very good intention in their lives. They want Krishna. I have seen with many devotees, also those who have not acted as my friends in this life, that behind their acts was a sincere desire to serve Krishna in a different way than I think Krishna should be served, but they have a good intention. And I feel a person must be measured by his intention. If his intention is good and he does a mistake, all right, he will do better. Hare Krishna. Let us see. Sorry. Yeah. What should we do if sometimes, occasionally, we fail to fulfill our promises and vows given at the initiations to our spiritual master? Due to our weakness, occasionally we fail to chant all 16 rounds daily, or sometimes nearly, but it happens we break vow of no illicit sex life with our marriage partner, jump to Ganges at Prayag, or are there other adequate choices? Thank you for your very nice question. When we do not chant our 16 rounds daily, then we should make it up in the next time, next day. And when we break initiation vows, this with the illicit sex life is a very touchy point. We should always try to keep, or we should always keep the regulative principles intact. If we have illicit sex life, it breaks our spiritual determination. And if we do it, we will not be satisfied. It's just not a satisfying experience. It cannot compare with Krishna conscious happiness. When we feel we are so lusty, it's important that we do something, and do something on the spiritual platform so that our vision towards our wife or our husband is again respectful and spiritual. Now, if something happens on the road to heaven, which was not expected, we should understand that next time we do better. At this moment, I do not wish to talk so much because the question was not particularly on that. It was a general question, but we should know. If something happens, we have a mercy for God. We should not now jump into the Ganga, as long as we... this is not the solution. We should do better next time. Hare Krishna. What means to be straightforward and what means to be diplomatic in dealings with devotees? What kind of diplomatic behavior devotees can accept with each other? What kind of diplomacy is known as anatta? Please, can you explain it a little bit more clearly? When you deal diplomatically with someone in order to encourage and help them, this is good. If you deal diplomatic with someone in order to harm them, that this is bad. You might have seen yesterday, we did not want to give first prize, second prize, and third prize, because we felt that all the devotees did wonderful, and each theater play had its own strengths. You might call this a little strategic dealing, or diplomatic dealing, in order to encourage devotees, but I think it is justified. If you, for instance, look at the first group who performed, this idea with the fire was just so good. You know how the fire came, and then there was this lady giving birth under great pain, and there was a fire. You could immediately see the miseries of birth. And who could ever forget Teja Gurangi coughing in the midst of the tent, and you could feel, oh, this is certainly a misery, you know. And it was a wonderful idea. Or who could forget Madhva Muni running with a fire hose, you know, and trying to extinguish the miseries of material life. And who could forget Bhakti Giranta getting into a marriage quarrel? Very good. Or the boy who played the television guy. what other thing was there? Yeah, the person with this little devil who was all the time there, or the senses. I think it was good. We gave everyone the prizes where they excelled. And I really thought this is the best way. It's diplomatic in some ways to encourage devotees, or strategic to encourage devotees. But if you want to harm devotees, then it's bad. Hare Krishna. Let me look at the wristwatch. One moment, I'm too much in the magic box at this moment. Hari Bol. Wonderful. The rest is in Serbian language. That's the Serbian language. And yes. 9:20 already. What is the most important service to the devotee? The most important service to the devotee is that which makes him remember Krishna. That's why it's so nice to be a preacher in Krishna consciousness. You can serve the devotees in a very important way by making them remember Krishna. Please all become preachers in Krishna consciousness. Giridhari. Very important service. Also, you can serve devotees prasadam, because when they have good prasadam, they also remember Krishna.
Yes.
Yes, Radha Kripa?
Is there Paramatma?
No, there is no Paramatma in the spiritual world. He is only here in the material world to guide you from one lifetime to the next, and to wait until you become inspired in Krishna consciousness and turn to him, and then he will help you. He only comes as long as you are in the material world and gets out of your train or out of your car when you go to the spiritual world. Wonderful, isn't it?
Dear Maharaj, on every camp, there are
May I ask you who has the same experience? I also have the same. I would really like to see how can we change this, because I think we always feel torn. I will tell you very honestly. I mean, I have at this time 4 more rounds. Yes. I have written the Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. It should not happen to me. Isn't it? And all the time you feel there's so much preaching, chant your rounds good, Bodhi Doba, and so on, and you understand and you're enthusiastic. What could anyone, can you help this poor devotee?
I don't think that I can help, but maybe if we just set aside a time that everybody comes to the temple and chant all the rounds together.
I think it might be an interesting idea. Why don't we try something like this tomorrow? Because it's really, we have to solve this problem. It is really a problem. We hear so much Krishna consciousness means dobro japa, you know, and but it doesn't happen on the inspirational summer camp. Now what would this mean? Let's say 7:15 we all come. The normal idea is to be finished with good japa before 7:15, but I know when we go so late to bed and we want the evening to have spiritual programs, isn't it? It's important for us. So why tomorrow 7:15? Then when do we end? Realistically, 9:30 to 10 o'clock. Then we need to eat prasadam. Then we digest. Then starts the seminar. 10:30 seminar, isn't it? 11:30. Tomorrow is fasting. Yeah. He's green. Why don't we plan for tomorrow? So tomorrow no breakfast, or no, Ekadasi is breakfast. Ekadasi. So we have to fast in the morning. Yeah. Till noon. Dobro. Now we have the solution. I would say tomorrow after the lecture we just chant. I would say for 1 hour. I will chant also with you. Should we try this? And we see how we feel. And then we make future plans. Yeah? Dobro. Then we have something for tomorrow. Let us address it tomorrow, and at the end of tomorrow, then we plan for the next day. Yeah? Thank you very much for this very timely question. Well, time is going so fast. I think it's good if we all chant together. It just creates such an atmosphere. And tomorrow we will do it, and then we will make we will do it then for tomorrow Saturday. Then we do for Sunday, make a plan for Sunday, and then we make a plan for the rest of the life. Good. So I personally feel now it's 9:30. Should we have two more questions at the end? No. Yes, okay. The two last questions, Prabhuji's, Mataji's. I humbly ask this question: how can a devotee recognize and realize who is his spiritual master? First step, ask yourself who inspires you in Krishna consciousness. Second step, very important, ask yourself the question, am I attracted only to charisma? Do you know what is charisma in Serbian? Yes. That is just some material qualities. He laughs nice, he dances nice, and so on. Is it, in other words, a sentimental attraction? Or does this devotee really help me to change something in my life to the positive? Third step, pray to Lord Krishna. Say to him, you are Adi Guru, the original Guru. Please verify, in some ways, give me a sign if this is the right choice. Okay? So, who inspires you? Second question, is the inspiration on a spiritual or is it just a sentimental platform which will change? And third is, ask Lord Krishna. This is my honest answer. We had a very nice meeting in Croatia, and I told the devotees that it's very important for especially young devotees to make this difference between charisma and deep spiritual experiences, because charisma will go. One day you like Mick Jagger, the next day you don't, you hate him. Hare Krishna. Are there any restrictions for singing the holy name of Srimati Radharani? Is it alright to sing Jai Radhe and songs about Radharani often on Sunday feasts or public programs? Srila Prabhupada has taught us that it is best to keep Srimati Radharani a little hidden. Even Shukadev Goswami only mentioned the name of Radharani one time in the Bhagavatam. I think we spoke about this. Because he thought there are so many unqualified persons, and Srimati Radharani is a very shy, exquisite person, and therefore she doesn't like to be brought out so much in the public. Out of respect for Srimati Radharani and out of deep love, devotees keep her a little hidden. There is, however, one very nice song which you might like to sometimes sing. It is Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. This is a song which is a very good song. It is actually in our Vaishnava tradition sung together with another song which Prabhupada sang. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. Oho. Sorry, that's it. No. This is a very good song also, and we sing this together. Yeah, this we sometimes can sing, but the general rule is we keep Srimati Radharani out of respect. Only when Radhastami is the atmosphere is so wonderful, we cannot help. We cannot help it. We had a wonderful Radhastami celebration. I really want to thank you. And it was not me who started to chant Radhe Radhe. You were the ones. I'm innocent. Hare Krishna. Okay, so I think we have a few more questions, and maybe tomorrow in the boat festival we can integrate the questions. I want to thank you very, very much, and I want to make a little advertisement. By Krishna's mercy, we have a web page called Sharanagati web page, and there I have a new item, a new department. It's called Ask the Swami. There, when I don't get enough questions over email, I take always the questions which are left. I have already from Croatia a whole bunch, and then I will ask them on the computer, answer them on the computer. I mean, not me, but I will write them down and it will be typed in. Yeah, so you can see many different magical box questions from all over the world. I got a question from Alaska just a few days ago. Must be very cold. It was a very intense question about Krishna consciousness. So I will answer this and it will appear there. Madhura Kishori, are you still living?
Yes.
Yeah, good. So we have come to the end. I think our Madhva Muni has a little announcement. Would you like to come here, Madhva Muni, that everyone can comfortably see you?